It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Well, here we go with another edition of DocSmo.com, the podcast for parents on the go. Portable, practical pediatrics for modern parents. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you're having a wonderful day. One of my phone triage nurses the other day asked me if I would do a podcast that could help her know when to bring children into our office who have skin rashes, particularly rashes that might be a sign of a serious disease. I explained to her that rashes over the phone are really difficult because the parent who is describing the rash usually has no experience describing rashes, no skin vocabulary, so to speak. Well, given that limitation, here goes with my attempt at helping phone nurses and parents know more about one specific rash called petechiae that can indicate serious disease. Before we get started with today's talk, I have a confession to make. The truth is that it's just as difficult for doctors to describe rashes in an accurate way as it is for parents to tell us about rashes over the phone. Well, I'll do my best. You know I always do. But if you have any concerns about your child's rash, health, well-being, etc., please consult your pediatrician directly and let them look at his or her rash. Seeing is so much better than describing. Okay, let's get specific. First, you need to learn something about petechiae. Petechiae are really small bruises in the skin. They form when blood leaks out of small blood vessels in the skin. They tend to be a little darker than most skin spots, and they cannot be felt. And they're deeper in the skin than most other spots. So since they're bruises, they also change in color as they age, starting from a reddish color and gradually turning into a brownish color. When you push down on them, they do not disappear like most red spots in the skin. Let me repeat that. This is absolutely crucial that you remember this. When you push down on petechiae, they do not blanch, they do not disappear, like most other skin rashes. This is how they're distinguished from other red spots of the skin. So what causes petechiae, you ask? Well, that's a good question. Since they come from blood leaking out of blood vessels, anything that causes the vessels to leak can cause them being petechiae, to form. Mostly, this falls into three categories. Trauma, such as scratching or vigorous rubbing or increased pressure inside these delicate little blood vessels, that can cause petechiae to form. Infections of the blood and blood vessels, that certainly can cause them. Microbes literally damage the blood vessels from the inside when they get into our bloodstream, making them leak and causing petechiae. And finally, the third thing that can cause petechiae to form are the lack of the cells called platelets that we all have in our blood that plugs up little leaks as they form. These are so sticky, these little cells, that they literally stop bleeding before it begins. But if you don't have enough platelets, you're not going to be able to stop the leaks. And guess what? Petechiae are going to form. Well, here comes your next call on line two, and it's a dad who tells you about his 12-year-old Boy Scout who has a fever, a really bad headache, and now he has a rash. And that rash, whoop, you recognize it. His description sounds like petechiae. Can't feel it. It's under the skin, dark, and it does not blanch when he pushes on it. Well, fever and any rash means a doctor visit, but fever and petechiae, ooh, that's a medical emergency. And so you direct them to the ED, the emergency department, where this child does get admitted with a diagnosis of Rocky Mountain spotted fever. The petechiae are the beginning of the spots in Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Good call, phone triage nurse. Well, here comes on line three a mom and a child you know very well, little Janie, and she has eczema, and her mom calls all the time. Janie has been scratching a lot recently, and her mom has noticed some tiny red spots in areas where she's been scratching. Well, you suspect from mom's description that these are petechiae, but since she's not sick and she's been scratching, you decide to just bring her in for one of the doctors to look at. And they confirm your suspicion, scratching petechiae, totally benign. Her eczema regimen is tweaked, and the rash disappears in 2 weeks. Well, you're on a roll, and you're feeling fairly confident of your skin acumen, so you go ahead and answer line four. The mom on this line tells you about her three-year-old who has what she describes as a stomach flu. She's been vomiting all morning, and she has a fever of 102. Mom has noticed some red spots around her eyes that don't blanch with pressure. Her face is the only place where she sees the rash, but there's a lot of rash on her face. Well, you're pretty sure that these are petechiae. Now it's decision time. The last call was sort of the same, fever and a petechial rash, and that child had a life-threatening illness. Should I send this one to the ED, the nurse thinks? No, you decide no. You know that vomiting a lot can cause petechiae in a non-serious way, so you decide to bring them into the office for a visit instead. Right. This child turned out to just have pressure petechiae from straining with vomiting. This is not serious, and she turned out to just have the stomach flu after all. Mom was absolutely right. So, you get the idea. You need to consider the context of any spot to have an idea of what is wrong. Your child can get petechial rash from wrestling with dad, but in the context of paleness and fatigue, that's leukemia until proven otherwise. Remember, rashes that appear during illnesses are usually significant and important. Make sure you learn to recognize the important rash of petechiae in children. Well, I hope that helps your knowledge base. Listen out soon for another in my skin series, which is going to be, hives, love hives. Understand them will really help your parenting skill. If you like PEDcast, take a second to write a comment on my website, www.docsmo.com, or a review on iTunes. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, your PEDcast host, broadcasting from you-know-where, Studio 1E, hoping you will and can describe your child's next rash in a flash. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.